up, guys?
Hey, that's a video guy!
A few months ago, I was invited by a former coworker to come hang out at a game shop that he helped run sometimes on his days off. Now, to clarify, when I say game shop, it's probably not what you're picturing, because the games inside are probably not what you have in mind. No video games can be found at the shop, at least not for sale. The games that the shop sells and that people hang out there and play are...
role-playing games that use dice and miniatures and players' creativity to play through a scenario.
That's co-owner of Toad and Tricycle Games, Russ Beck, and no, he doesn't mean Monopoly. More like Dungeons and Dragons type games. The games are turn-based and typically a player can make a movement and an action in their turn, and how effective they are is determined by a roll of a certain type of die. This is all determined as well by the traits that their character possesses within the game. It sounds pretty complicated. The lingo involved is enough to turn most people off. When I told some of the people that I knew that I was going to go play at the game shop and wanted to know if they'd like to come along, I got a lot of strange looks and a few laughs. It couldn't be that weird, I thought. So I started to ask around to find out what people thought about these role-playing games and the people that played them.
Living in your mom's basement. Nerdy. Doesn't play sports. Really skinny.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm skinny.
Either really skinny or really fat, but no muscle.
It's basically like living a second life that's not even real.
That was pretty harsh, right? I thought the amount of hostility that I received was absurd. I also heard the words antisocial, creeper, and various other synonyms for the word nerd. When I asked if any of these people had ever played any of these role-playing games, the answer I got was...
No!
No!
No.
Well, I haven't really played that at all. I really haven't been into that.
Okay.
No. More often than not, that's what the answer was. And this didn't seem fair. These people that I was talking to were writing off a whole social group that they self-admittedly knew nothing about. And I wouldn't stand for it. So... I decided to go find out for myself, and I took a trip to Toad and Tricycle Games last week, and when I walked in, I found a group of guys sitting around a large wood table, playing a game called Deadlands.
So, it's like an alternate timeline in 1800s. The Civil War ended in a draw, so the Confederate States are still a thing, the North's still a thing. Abraham Lincoln still got shot, but he turned into like this undead guy.
Sounds exciting, right? I sat down for a while and just watched them play. After a bit of observing, it wasn't hard to see that these guys were having fun, and I realized, so was I. And I was just a spectator. More importantly, though, the stereotype that was projected to me by the people that I asked, in case you forgot what it was, head shop owner and manager Kevin Larson.
Overweight, butt crack showing.
The stereotype was turning out to be not true at all. Watching the guys play through the scenario, which involved many shootouts, a bar fight, and, well, I'll let them explain.
A fight broke out down here.
There's a fire going on back
there's
here.
A crazy
Russ
man
lit the bar on fire. After the after the pianist grew up, CJ, who has now left, dragged him outside.
It was evident to me that these guys were very social. The very nature of the game they were playing made it necessary that they communicate effectively. They discuss normal things that anyone outside of their culture might. A lot of them are friends outside the game shop, too. They crack jokes about each other, about other gamers, about me doing this story for the radio.
Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
And while the shop's owner, Kevin, might admit that there are some people that come through that most people might consider weird or nerdy, the shop is frequented by all sorts, and yes, even a few girls. In the end, the shop is about an idea that Kevin had, and Russ and the others are helping him make it into a reality. And it gives local gamers a place to go and do what they love. And while a lot of it may be pretend, watching them play the game reminded me that rarely are stereotypes realized as truths, and that in some way or another, we're all pretending just a little bit, all the time, trying to make it to the end of the game. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Justin Prather.